I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The newest poll is out. LSU jumps to number one because they beat Alabama, followed by Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, and Georgia 4. Alabama's 5, and followed by Oregon, Utah. Should Bama be 4th instead of Georgia? Well, I have more of a problem with, to be honest with you, I get how they jump because they beat Alabama. I get that. I'm fairly comfortable with that. As long as when they beat Penn State and Michigan, they go to number one. Because Alabama doesn't have any hard games left. They got Auburn. That's all that's left. So they get no penalty basically at all. And then LSU jumps over Ohio State, who won by 60. I mean, what is it their fault they won by 60? They played a Big Ten game and won by 60 or whatever it was, and then they drop because you beat Alabama, you jump them. Well, then you should jump them when you beat Penn State and Michigan.
Yeah, but LSU also is going to have two hard games left as well. So I don't have a problem with LSU being one step ahead of Ohio State. I really don't. They've got some good wins this year, plus they just beat Alabama on Saturday. I don't think that that's the issue here at all. I mean, look, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, those three teams win out. They're all going to be in the playoff. I mean, it's that simple. I think from four on is where it gets dicey it gets tricky. Unless you think that one of those three teams is going to lose a game. I mean, who knows?
I don't think Clemson's losing.
Clemson's not going to lose a game, I don't think. I think
Georgia could lose this week.
That would really open a door for Alabama.
Yeah, and then no matter what, you're telling me no matter what, then Oregon and Utah are getting screwed no matter what.
Well, here's where it's going to be hard for
Minnesota to get screwed.
Well, Minnesota's not going to get screwed. Here's why. Minnesota is another team that they win out and they will be in the playoff. Because if they win their last three games and they're 12-0, they are going to play Ohio State in the Big Ten title game.
Right.
If they beat Ohio State, guaranteed they will be in the playoff. So,
which would be great for college football.
They hold their own destiny. That's why I don't have a problem with where Minnesota is either.
I think that would be great for college football. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they can beat Ohio State.
I don't either. Can they get to the game undefeated? We said it last night. They got to go to Iowa this week.
That's their biggest nightmare right there.
And playing Wisconsin the last game at home is a really tough game too.
Could you see them losing this week?
I could see them losing this week or the Wisconsin game.
Yeah, in the last game, but that's in Minnesota.
It is.
But I don't think Wisconsin's afraid of them.
But that's why I don't have a problem with Minnesota. They hold their own destiny. They win out, they will be in. It's the teams that don't hold their own destiny that's dicey. Like if Oregon or Utah win out and they beat the other one in the Pac-12 title game and they have one loss and they're 12-1, they're not getting in over a one-loss Alabama.
No.
They're not. And that's – I don't know if that's right. We've been through this every year.
You know, they get in every year, no matter what, and then these other teams have a 12-1 season and get shafted. I think after at some point you have to give them a break and quit giving it to Alabama every time. It's just every year. It's like they got a timeshare on one of the spots.
Right. They only dropped to number four for their five for their loss. Penn State dropped all the way to 9 with their loss. So how is it one drops like 8, 7, 8 spots, one drops 3?
You lost to an undefeated team. That's why they shouldn't have dropped that far. Because Alabama lost to a great team, and Penn State lost to an undefeated team.
Right, and that team should be up higher. I agree with you. I mean, I don't care if the path works the way it should, they should be able to get there. They still should not be behind Utah and Oregon, who both have a loss. The same way that Baylor should not be behind two teams that have two losses.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me the shafting of Baylor and those teams with two losses ahead of a team that has no losses that plays in the Big 12. That's crazy.
Well, they're another team. They're going to get their crack this week, right? Right? They're going to play Oklahoma this week. They beat Oklahoma on Saturday. They ain't gonna be. They're gonna be in the top 10
in Waco.
Yep, they go beat Oklahoma. You'll move up.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.